Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Yes, but please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
You know, we do, because Dori and I have not yet become doctors.
Not yet. Not yet.
No, but like anything is possible in 2022.
That's true. Yep.
If you want to reach us, please leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And Dori, can I just tell you that when I was feeling very down and I was like, somebody text me, I'm dealing with depression. So many people sent me nice text messages at our little, at our text number. So
that's so nice.
It was a real pick me up. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Did they send me any?
And if you know, you didn't request a message.
Interesting.
But okay. I do believe there are many messages for you.
Well, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show and the show notes. And you can also shop the products that we mentioned on the show at shopmyshelf.us/forever35. You can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast, follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And don't forget, you can sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Okay, so you are going to get a mani-pedi for the first time in over a year?
Yes.
Indeed. Are you so freaking excited?
I am. I mean, I'm a little nervous because I do believe that, I don't know if my last mani-pedi gave me my whole nail fungus infection situation or if it just exacerbated it. But, you know, I'm a little gun shy. I'm not going to lie, but needs must, you know?
You've got to just, you know, bite the bullet and go for it and see what happens.
Yeah. You know, I was reading somewhere that you can request a pedicure to be done without water.
Which is a part of the fungus situation, correct?
Like, yeah,
does that contribute to your susceptibility?
I mean, it's supposed to be more sanitary if you do it without water.
So how do you soak those feet?
Again, not an expert. I mean, maybe that's maybe like the foot soaking part of it is overrated. I don't know. I know that we used to have nail technicians who listened to this podcast. I don't know if they still listen, but I would love to hear from you. Sadly, I think this will come out after my pedicure, so whatever is done will be done. But Yeah, for future reference, it would just be helpful to know. Because what I should say is that all of the kind of damage on my nails has, it's almost all grown out.
And that was a result of a fungus infection that was from over a year ago. Is that correct? That's when you got it?
That's when it started.
And then it took a while to...
Yes. Well, then I didn't quite... Yeah, because I didn't quite really realize what it was. I then had some nail polish on that I left on for a very long time. And then when I took it off, I was like, what is happening under there?
Oh, no.
And that's when I was like, oh, this is not good. So, you know, that was when I got the prescription ointment and, yeah, you know.
Are you going to get gel or you're just going to do regular nail polish?
I'm just going to do regular. I think I'm off the gel dip train. I will still do press-ons because those are meant to be taken off within 7 days. I'm now just a little wary of stuff staying on my nails for too long. I don't know. All this could just be in my head. I could just be making up rules that are not real rules, but this is how I feel.
I don't think you are. We received a lot of feedback when I was kind of talking about how I've destroyed my nails, and I feel like a consistent message that we got from a few listeners was the way they finally like started taking care of their nails was by not doing anything to their nails. And that has resonated with me, although I did get a gel pedicure last week. I like a gel. I just like a gel pedicure because I know it's going to last me like 6 weeks in the summer.
I know. I know. You know? I know. I know.
I also just watched a video on TikTok today of a tip on how. Now, again, TikTok, also not experts. We don't know where these people are getting their information, but this one person put a baggie of acetone and olive oil together with a paper towel. And then they said, you stick your fingers in if you have gel or dip on and just soak it and then rub it against the paper towel and it comes right off.
I mean, okay.
I'm not going to try it. I do think that if I ever get a manicure again, it will be just regular polish. I think that has to be what I do.
Yeah, so I've had nothing on my nails for probably a month at least. I'm really letting them just like air out. You know, it's also been an interesting exercise for me because in the past, I would never wear open-toed shoes if I did not have a pedicure.
Same.
And I've just been like rocking the bare nails, and like my nails are not pretty. So it's part of my path of radical self-acceptance.
I mean, we laugh, but I see you because part of the reason I had an hour of time and I just said to my family, I was like, I'm going to get a pedicure because we were going to like a friend's house to be in their pool. And I was like, I can't look at my feet like this anymore. Mm-hmm. But again, the radical self-acceptance is incredibly important. Do I have it, especially about my feet? Definitely not. So kudos to you, Dory. I admire that a lot.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm serious. It's interesting. I mean, we're coming off of a conversation with a future guest about all this stuff. So I think we're both thinking about it a lot. But the ways in which like we body modify without even realizing it, and how it's so intrinsically connected to like how we feel about ourselves and how we want others to feel about us as well is just, it's really hard to kind of wrap your head around sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it totally is.
I will say though, before I got this gel pedicure, I used, you know, like the polish stickers. I forget exactly what they're called. I will make sure I have the correct information.
Aren't they called nail wraps?
Thank you. Yes. And I put them on my, I wanted to have a polished toe. We were going out somewhere and I wanted to wear a sandal. And of course, like you, I have prescribed to this belief that I need to have nail polish on my feet in order to wear a sandal. And I did these things in like 10 minutes. And I have to say, they looked pretty darn good.
Okay.
But again, should I be practicing a nail polishless life?
Who's to say? I don't know.
Who's to say? I don't know either.
Who's to say? Yeah. Yeah.
Things well, to think about.
Things to think about. Food for thought. I will report back.
What colors are you going to get? Are you going to get a bright toe?
I will probably get a bright toe. I do like a bright toe.
I love a bright toe.
But, you know, then I also start thinking about the fact that, like, darker polish stains your nails more. You know? But darker polish also covers up more imperfections. You know what I could do now that I'm, like, talking this out? I could do,
work,
like...
Go with it. Go with it.
Like a light, opaque gray.
Oh, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I like that. Yes, I do. But I love gray. I could do a gray any time of year. That sounds nice.
I think that could work for me.
Can I ask another just nail polish question for you?
Kate, you may.
When did, as a culture, we go from having matching colors on our hands and our feet to having different colors? Because I feel like when I was growing up, you had, like, it was the thing to have the same color on both. And now I would feel very self-conscious if I had the same color on both. I like a bright color on my toes and a light color on my hands.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I'm wondering how people approach their color choices.
Yep. Great questions, Kate.
The philosophical question about nails. Well, shall we take a little break and then switch gears?
I would like nothing more.
Okay, let's pause. And when we come back, we're going to share some the whole episode, we're just sharing tearjerker and crying recommendations.
We will be right back.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Dory, a while back, we heard from a listener who's trying to figure out how to cry.
Yeah.
Looking for tips on how to create tears. And we received many suggestions for tear jerkers or just things that get you in the mood.
I had said you could practice by watching movies that make you cry.
And then we rambled on some of our faves.
We did.
Like that moment where Kevin Costner and his ghost dad meet in the Field of Dreams.
Oh, God.
And then all the ghosts walk into the corn. You know that moment?
Yes. Oh. I'm like thinking about it right now.
I'm thinking of it too. I know. I know. So we received so many wonderful recommendations. Should we share some? Share some? Let's share some. Okay. So this first person said, Coda. I was crying so hard I couldn't breathe.
Wow.
I haven't watched Coda yet.
I haven't either. I need to do that.
I need to do that too. Anthony loved it, but I have not watched it. Probably for this reason, because I know I'm going to weep.
I know.
Then they also said, also Uncle Frank, beautiful, beautiful. Oh man, my husband cried too. He's a crier, which I love. Thanks for keeping me company while I piddle around the kitchen. XO from Kansas.
What now, is Uncle Frank?
I had the same question. According to Wikipedia, it's a 2020 American comedy drama film written, directed, and co-produced by Alan Ball. who I believe is our friend who made, didn't Alan Ball do
Six Feet Under
and the Vampires? Why can't I think of the Vampires? You know, Anna Paquin.
Oh, yeah. True Blood?
Yes, thank you. And it stars Paul Bettany and someone named Sophia Lillis, who I don't know. Set in the 1970s, Uncle Frank is a road movie about a gay man who confronts his past.
Hmm.
Great recommendation. I have never heard of this film in my life.
Me neither.
But I will cry. You know what made my husband cry? Is what? Turning Red.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He cried during the movie, and then later out to dinner with me, he cried talking about the movie. Like it really, I think because it got him both as a person who's been through adolescence and also as a parent of two children on the brink of adolescence. But it got him. And that's another movie I haven't watched because I'm also like, I don't think I can handle the emotional experience.
Mm. Yeah.
Here's a message story, a text. Capital loved your discussion about crying on Mini Ep 305. Dory said exactly what I was thinking with the watching a tearjerker to get more comfortable with crying. I'm definitely guilty of repressing feelings, but I love getting emotionally in touch with something not real / unrelated to my life. I am guilty of crying during movies, but I find myself more connected with TV shows since I become more familiar with the characters. I happy cry when I watch Pam and Jim's Wedding on The Office.
Aww.
And bawl with many episodes of This Is Us. A show for a good cry is the first season, is the first episode of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist and also the karaoke episode of Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have to say the amount of people who just recommended This Is Us as a show for crying was extraordinary.
Did you ever watch This Is Us?
I think I watched the first episode and I like remember something about the babies being in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And then I checked out.
Okay. I think I watched all of season one. This Is Us. Yes, This Is Us will make you cry. It also might make you feel like emotionally manipulated.
Oh, really?
I think so. I mean, other people might feel differently. We might have some, you know, This Is Us stands here, but that was my kind of feeling. That was kind of why I stopped watching.
Just in that the situations presented on the show were like almost intended to emotionally torture you?
1,000% yes. 1,000%.
That sounds rough.
Yeah, it just like wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it was for you, then that's great.
You know, another listener wrote in and they suggested the book The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay.
Oh my God, that book made me cry.
When we got this text, I was like, I just flashed back to how I was such a mess.
Yes.
Reading that book.
Totally.
And it's such a freaking fantastic book, but whoa, it will get you.
It will fully get you.
It will get you. But maybe you want to be got, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like it kind of just depends on your state of mind. Well, here's another email. Dear Kate and Dory, I really enjoyed your recent episode where you shared the list of tearjerker movies. I wanted to recommend one more. If you haven't seen it already, Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is currently in theaters, I would classify it as action / sci-fi / tearjerker. Just know that if you watch it, you will 1. Cry. 2. Think. 3. Become obsessed with actress Michelle Yeoh. Okay.
I feel like my response to every single suggestion is, oh yeah, I haven't watched that because I'm afraid of feeling things.
I mean, that's real. I also have this not is seen another
this is another movie that people have recommended. It is apparently incredible and a must see in a theater. Mm-hmm. And yet I'm scared of feeling things.
Look, I get it. I really get it. So
maybe I've been avoiding feelings. Uh-oh. Ooh, I've somehow made this about psychoanalyzing myself.
I mean, but we have kind of talked about this, that like just the weight of the world has left very little room for, you know, anything else. So I get it. I get it.
All right. Thank you. Well, we have another suggestion via voicemail to play.
Hi, Kat and Dora. I'm just calling in with some cry content for a TV show. I feel like This Is Us. You probably have lots of people saying that, but like every episode is a tearjerker. And then as a book, both as cry content, but also just as a terrific book, I wanted to recommend The Great Believers by Rebecca McKay. I don't know how you say her last name. But so such an incredible, incredible book. And I wept through the last, I don't know, at least 40 pages, just like wiping my eyes constantly so I could keep reading, because it was so, so sad and so, so compelling. And I love it and recommended it a million times. That's all. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. There's our Great Believers recommendation that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. Sorry to steal your thunder. Yeah, sorry. Stole your thunder there, listener. But I mean, again, two good ones. Have you cried watching anything lately? Ones. Like, have you had a cry
whilst watching something?
Yeah.
Good question. Nothing comes to mind. I do. I mean, this is not something I watched recently, but I do remember crying at the end of Black Panther.
Oh,
yes.
You know what I cried at, like, more than anything I've cried at in so long?
What?
Was Little Women, the updated Little Women movie.
Oh, okay.
That was one of those movies that I started crying, like, just when it began. Have you ever had that experience where something is moving you so emotionally, it's not even sad, but you're just so like, you're just caught up in whatever it's bringing up for you, and you just cry through the whole thing? I wept. Like, I think I frightened Anthony a little bit.
Oh, no.
I mean, he needs to be kept on his toes.
Yes, so. He does. He does. You're right.
All right. Well, Dory, let's take a pause again, hear from some sponsors. And when we come back, we have a couple more tips on how to cry.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, we have returned. We have another voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dora, calling in with some grief and crying related things. Seems like that's a little bit of a theme right now. First off, I wanted to suggest for the crying, trying a restorative yoga with a focus on grief. You can look them up on like YouTube and then, you know, do it in your privacy of your own home.
And that's been really, really nice for me. I've been going through the grief process myself. And being able to just kind of be in the privacy of your own home, moving your body, sometimes it unlocks stuff like that. And then you can just cry on your yoga mat by yourself. No big deal. The other thing I wanted to say for grief that's been helpful for me is I started making grief bracelets, which is basically just a friendship bracelet. And as I make it, I think about, you know, the person or the situation or whatever. I've made them for multiple things at this point. And then it's nice because at the end you can, you know, put it on your wrist or, you know, gift it to somebody or whatever. But, for me, having that kind of physical reminder as I go through my day when I'm feeling sad and just, there's something about the physical reminder that helps me kind of ground. And, I don't know. I find it kind of calming to have something physical. So that was just a little thing to throw into the conversation. And, I'm curious to hear kind of what else other people have for ideas. I love the podcast. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay. I love both of these suggestions so much. And I actually will say that the yoga, especially the suggestion, really resonated with me because after my mom died, I was practicing yoga very intensely. And part of that was because it helped me physically move through my emotions, which involved a ton of crying in various yoga classes. And I find that, you know, this listener suggested doing a video online, which I would assume mean you would be in your own personal space. But even in a yoga class with other people, I always found that people made space for emotions in that way. I don't think it's rare for people to be moved to tears for whatever reason when you move your body. So I just think this is such a great, great suggestion. And there are some really beautiful yoga classes and practices that are specific to grief. So I just love that idea.
Yeah. I feel like Yoga with Adrienne has some.
Does she have some grief-focused ones?
She does.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. God bless yoga for Adrienne. How many of us have relied on that woman?
I know. She's really special.
I mean, we've really been like just riding the Yoga with Adrienne train, especially during this pandemic. I mean, truly, she has helped so many of us. What about the idea of making a grief bracelet?
That's cool. I like that too.
I thought that was really, really special. I mean, listener, what tender practices you have for yourself in your grief. Just
totally.
So nice. I love it.
Well,
I feel good. This is a nice conversation, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of making me feel good. Well, we have one last text, Kate. It says, "Hi, Kate and Dory. For the listener who is looking for help with crying, my go-to strategy is taking a hot shower and putting on some emotional music that I can sing along to. The shower gives me privacy and covers any noise I might be self-conscious about, and the music gives me a little bit of an emotional on-ramp and gets me over that initial obstacle of not wanting to let my feelings go. Obviously, this won't work in every situation, but it might be worth a try if you can tell there's a cry in there, but it won't come out. Love, Sarah from Portland, Oregon." And you know, my favorite speaker, the one that we play our voicemails through, the Wonderboom Ultimate Ears speaker, is waterproof and it has a little hook thing that you can hang in your shower.
So that is Anthony and I each have our own shower speaker because we're just wild like that. And he has that exact one and I have a JBL waterproof speaker.
Oh, okay. I've heard great things about that one too.
Now, we are mostly listening to podcasts in the shower, but I would love to listen to a sad song.
Do you think you'll try this?
I mean, if I need to cry, music really does help make me cry. I'm specifically, the song that came into head is Songbird by Fleetwood Mac. Like, if that is on, forget it. Real Good for Free by Joni Mitchell. Ugh. Mm. But the man playing clarinet, No One's Stopping. I just like, I can't. That song just like wrecks me so much. Mm. Mm. So yes, I could try this for sure. Did you ever watch the TV show Parenthood?
Yes, I was actually, I almost mentioned it when we were talking about This Is Us, because I feel like it's like what This Is Us was sort of aspiring to, and Parenthood just did it so much better.
Wow, what a dig. That's a great show for weeping. And I will say the movie, the original movie that it's based on, that also always makes me cry.
Yes.
Always.
Same. Same.
And if you want some like vintage Keanu and Joaquin Phoenix, it's all in there. All right. Well, thank you, listeners, for all your suggestions. Thank you, original listener, for asking about crying tips. We appreciate it. We hope you got some tears out of this.
And thank you, Kate.
Dory, thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Bye, everyone.